down, but still love Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. I'm talking about babies, makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Last month's robust hiring numbers caught Wall Street off guard, causing stocks to tumble. Correspondent Jeremy House says employers hired 336,000 people.
The Labor Department reports show that hiring last month jumped from a 227,000 increase in August, which was revised sharply higher. Last month's unexpectedly strong gain suggests many companies remain confident enough to keep hiring despite high interest rates and a hazy outlook for the economy. The economy has now added an average of 266,000 jobs a month in the past 3 months.
The red-hot employment report raising fears on Wall Street of more interest rate hikes as the Fed continues struggling to cool inflation by slowing the economy. The Biden administration argues it's bound by law to resume construction of a short section of border wall in South Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas insisting the administration policy on a border barrier has not changed, despite President Biden's campaign pledge that not another foot of wall would be built. Vivek Ramaswamy's presidential campaign says protesters upset about his opposition to more aid for Ukraine purposely rammed his car in Iowa. The campaign's Tricia McLaughlin says she saw the whole thing and heard the expletives being shouted at her boss.
I have a video, actually, of them flicking us off as they were leaving, standing next to them as they were with and next to the other protesters, which we also have video of.
But police say there's no evidence to support the claim that the crash was intentional. The Biden administration planning to resume deporting some Venezuelans entering the U.S. illegally. And on Wall Street this morning, stocks are deep in the red. The Dow is down 165 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 90 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Terror in war-torn Syria as explosive drones take a deadly toll at a graduation ceremony for military officers.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
The Speaker of the Russian Parliament says lawmakers will consider revoking ratification of a global nuclear test ban. The United States never did ratify that treaty. News and analysis, townhall.com. With artificial intelligence coming on strong, social media executives being given a deadline for explaining how they will combat false narratives on their platforms.
That technology has raised concerns leading into the 2024 presidential election. Google was the first big tech company to say it would impose new labels on deceptive AI-generated political ads, which can fake a candidate's voice or actions. Now, Senator Amy Klobuchar and Representative Yvette Clark have sent a letter to the CEOs of Meta and X asking for their response on how they plan to handle AI deception. They've asked for a response by October 27th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Fearsome Chicago Bears middle linebacker Dick Butkus has died. He was 80 years old. And citing his family, the team says that Butkus died in his sleep at his home in Malibu, California. More on these stories at townhall.com.
All right, let's talk all things Wisconsin sports here this morning. We got our sports reporter, our guy, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good. A little disappointing. You know, I grew up a Twins fan, I'll tell you that right now, but Brewers have always been number two in my heart, especially since they split leagues. And that was a disappointing end, obviously, to the season for the Brewers. You were there. You had a chance to kind of talk to counsel to some guys there, and there was some interesting stuff after the game, wasn't there?
Well, yeah. You know, I hear the Brewers had battled all season long, and early in the season, you know, there was a shift between either the Reds were on top, actually started out with the Pirates, then the Reds took turns being the leader for a while. But then, you know, the last 6 weeks of the season, the Brewers made some key moves with trades, adding some veterans, and they started playing really well, and you started getting guys back like Brandon Woodruff. And then, I'll tell you, Joe, I covered a series at American Family Field between the Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I swear to you, I came away from that series thinking, you know, this is not a good matchup for the Brewers. Just the way these guys play, the way that they operate. And when I found out that it was going to be not the Marlins, but the Diamondbacks coming, I had a sinking feeling. Mm-hmm. Followed by Monday, Brandon Woodruff, you know, perhaps their best pitcher, saying, I've re-injured my shoulder, I can't go this week, and getting second opinions. It kind of went on a downhill slide. So they end up losing this two-game series to the Diamondbacks on Wednesday night. And, you know, here's Craig Counsell's reaction after that.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Well, Mike, what do you think the turning point of the game was in that Arizona contest?
Well, for me, Joel, it was in the eighth inning. And Brewers are down 5-2. Now, they'd gone several innings without scoring any runs. And then it gets down to the eighth inning. And you know something? Bottom of the eighth, the crowd really got into it. They'd given out these rally towels the night before. So, you know, sold-out crowd, they're rallying that. The music is cranked. And sure enough, the Brewers are able to get bases loaded. Starts with Christian Yelich laying down a bunt. You know, Counsell trying to mix things up. And then Torrey Lovello is the manager of the Diamondbacks. He's a guy who was an infielder for many years as a player. About a year ago, he almost lost his job in Arizona, was able to turn things around. There's a lot of times where he sort of takes credit for the game planning, like, you know, suggesting, well, it was because of my game planning, that's why we won the game. But he said that after the first win over Corbin Burns, he said, you know something, we watched a lot of tape of this guy, and his curveball wasn't hitting. So we took that in mind when our guys were at the plate. And also, when we saw that Corbin Burns now was going to be, you know, the starter on the first night, we thought, you know what, I think we can get past that guy. And if we can, then that means in game two, we'll throw them our ace, Zach Gallen. Well, it worked perfectly. So I saw this one thing. When he made that pitching change with the bases loaded, I thought, you know, I think he's doing more than just changing pitchers. I think the guy is just trying to slow down this rally and shift the momentum. Now, I asked Christian Yelich about that. He said, no, it's just a pitching change. But I asked Torrey Lovello, the Diamondbacks manager, over at their press conference, were you trying to change the momentum of the game? And here's what he told me.
I asked a lot of Kevin Ginkle yesterday. He went two innings, 30-plus pitches, and I knew that there was a chance that his stuff would back up a little bit today. And talking to the pitching coaches, as we were watching him as we were watching him do his work, I could tell that he was a little gassed out. I felt like we had an understudy in Andrew Salfrank, who's joined us over the past 2 months of this season, who's been throwing the ball really well, ready to take the reins and kind of establish himself in a young moment. What are you going to give me? Are you ready for this? And he had given me every outing prior to this, he had given me every reason to believe that he was ready for this opportunity. And in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I am a very young manager when it comes to playoff experience. I think I might have said it pregame one, that stopping momentum and stopping these big runs is the most important thing in playoff baseball. So you have to do some uncharacteristic things. That's what I felt was the need. I trusted Andrew Salfrank, and I just wanted to change the mojo and change the momentum, and it worked out well.
All right, Mike, and you also had a chance to catch up with Christian Yelich after the game, and the big story, of course, is his counsel coming back, and he had a little something to say about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of players you don't think will be back, like Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and the manager, you know, who's born and bred in Wisconsin. But David Stearns, the former GM, is now the president of baseball operations of the Mets. That's his dream job. They got rid of their manager last week, Brooke Showalter, their other GM. They're kind of cleaning house. And it seems like the door is wide open if Council just wants to say, you know what, I've taken this as far as I can, and I'll go to a team that, you know, has, you know, just an unbelievable budget for players and try and rebuild over there. And so, you know, that's not just something that's made up in the media. When you ask Christian Yelich, what happens if Council leaves, he said, that's a very real thing.
Okay, so I'll lead you into the Yelich gut here now. Well, always disappointing, Mike. Seasons don't ever end well for everybody but one team, right? So,
pretty
I mean,
much.
just one team. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes. And baseball can be very painful when you go 162 games, you follow your team, you live and die with wins and losses, and then all of a sudden, boom, just like that, it's over, Mike. Just gone.
Yeah, and I really thought that the Brewers had a great chance this year because, to me, they had three. Not, I always thought you needed at least two pitchers that are 15 to 20 game winners in order to win at least four out of seven games if you get to the promised land. But here, I thought Peralta was pretty good as well, and that was going to put them over the top. But that and maybe some kind of getting out coached a little bit might have made the difference in that series this week.
All right. Well, let's talk a little. Let's talk a little Packers here. Monday Night Football at the Raiders. Did this time off of 10, 11, 12 days, a lot of times that's good healing. Is that enough time for guys to heal up? Or are we going to get back somewhat healthy here a little bit?
Oh, you would hope so. You would think so. You know, in terms of the matchup with this team, I think there's some opportunity to attack the Raiders' secondary. But that's if you can get enough pass protection up front, because they've got a strong defensive front. It's usually four men down, led by this Max Crosby, who's just a beast and extremely quick and puts quarterbacks back there. On the other hand, I think the concern right now should be the Packers' offensive line, because not only have you gone the last couple of weeks without Elgton Jenkins at left guard and, of course, David Bakhtiari, now placed on injured reserve, but then John Runyon, the right guard, he injured his ankle in that loss against the Lions. So, you know, there's some real question marks about what they've got up front to protect Jordan Love, to try and get their running game going. Today, we think we're going to talk to David Bakhtiari. It's very unusual to talk to some player that the team puts on injured reserve, even when it's this four-week injured reserve.
Yeah.
But, you know, he played in the Bears game, and then he, you know, he couldn't go the last 2 weeks. He told us he's been going through a lot of pain with that left knee that he suffered the ACL in, you know, almost 2.5 years ago, and that sometimes the knee actually locks up. So we don't know what he's going to tell us, but we're expected to talk to him today in the locker room, and you can hear in my sportscast later on today how that turned out.
Well, the NFL is just stupid crazy right now. Even it's addictively insane is what it is, because with the exception of a few teams, very few teams, maybe two or three, every single week is just a little island. You have no idea what team's going to show up. The Bears kick butt last night, and you don't know if the Bengals are going to be good or bad. It's just every single week is just like starting over for most teams. You have no idea if they're going to win by 20 or lose by 50.
How about that? I mean, Roger Goodell, Dick Butkus.
Yeah.
To me, the iconic all-time linebacker of the NFL. And, yeah, Ray Nitschke was a great guy for the Packers under Lombardi. A lot of players you talk to from the 1980s era say, no, it was the Giants' Lawrence Taylor. But Butkus, I mean, the way he was allowed to play the game, you know, if you watch his highlights, you'll say, well, that's a penalty. That's a penalty. That's a penalty. But just, you know, he was such a tough guy, a very funny guy, and such an iconic player, passing away last evening at the age of 80. And this is just 3 weeks ago. We saw him there at the pregame in front of the fans at Soldier Field in the home opener between the Packers, you know, saying some things to the fans and getting all fired up. So sad to see him go.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, the Bears go out, and they have, well, they've snapped a 14-game losing streak that was a team franchise and finally pulled out a win. They almost beat the Broncos and then let the Broncos get back into it. But DJ Moore, their wide receiver that they brought in this past year, he had a franchise night, 230 yards of pass receptions, second best in franchise history, scored 3 touchdowns, and they just rolled all over the Washington defense to win last night 40-20. So the Bears finally snapped their losing streak. Yeah, you just when you think it's going to be a boring game, it's not.
Great, just a great player, dominant player, Dick Butkus. And the bad news for Bears fans is they may need somebody to die every week for them to win again, I'm just saying. Because I don't think they're going to win another game, Mike. I think that's it.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Dick Butkus, but boy. Yeah, what?
You know what, though? And technically, they talked to DJ Moore after the game. They said, did Coach Eberflus, is Matt Eberflus, did he mention anything in the pregame speech or anything? He said, no. Actually, he says, I happened to look at my phone about an hour before the kickoff after we did our warm-ups, and I saw the story on Instagram. But, no, nothing was really said. And I think that's an interesting strategy just to say to these, you know, 25-year-old players, you know, hey, some guy who played in the 60s just passed away. And they all knew who he is because he was around the team all the time.
Sure.
It's like, no, just focus on the game plan. Focus on the game plan. You can learn about those things later.
Great story. You going out to Vegas Monday?
I am. I leave Sunday afternoon, and then it's Monday night football and it's my first time in that stadium. I'll be also covering the Super Bowl, regardless if the Packers are there. And so it's a way for me to sort of case out that Allegiant Stadium in Vegas before we spend about 9-10 days covering the Super Bowl next February out there.
Yeah. My question is, will there be over-under? Will there be more Packer fans, or will there be more people speaking a foreign language in the stadium? Because, you know, Vegas is just a mixture of people from all over the world.
From everywhere.
So, I mean,
I know from the airlines, there's going to be plenty of Packer fans.
Oh, it's good. I know Packer fans are taking this opportunity to take a little vacation out there, aren't they? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'll be fun. Mike, behave yourself. Stay out of jail. We'll talk to you next week, okay? Thanks, Mike. Mike Clemens, he's a sports director here for you. DAQ. He joins us each Friday to talk, usually Packers, but this time talking a little Brewers, too. We appreciate him. And I want to jump in because we recorded that about an hour ago, that we missed the Christian Yelich cut, and I think it was significant to listen in on what Christian Yelich said after the Brewers lost on Wednesday.
I mean, he's been a huge part of why this place is the way it is now, you know. I think I've spoke on it before the playoffs started, but I think you don't ever want to lose sight on, you know, what this team's been able to accomplish the last 5 or 6 years. We haven't been able to take it the whole way and win a championship, but being in a small market and being a consistent winner and having a good competitive team every year that is either in the playoffs or you know, we missed it by one game last year, it's tough to do. And he's a huge reason why this place is like that now, and he's built a great culture here. And I love playing for him. I hope that continues. And, I think he's earned the right to take some time and make a decision for himself and his family. But, yeah, man, I love him. I think he's an unbelievable manager, and he's done a great job.
Christian Yelich on Craig Council. Thanks to Mike Clemens for joining us. He's there, microphones in face, doing all that stuff. He'll be at the Packer game Monday. He'll join us again next Friday, as he does weekly. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. 98Q Country weather update now brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise cloudy. Highs around 46. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely 33. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Overcast. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 46 today. Lows level off around 33 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 42.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store bought tan, flip flops, and cut off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done. Just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go.
Tenpenny. We Got History, Phillips Fall Harvest Fest this weekend. Children's Bingo, a big part of that going on tomorrow from noon to 2 at the First Presbyterian Church on Avon Avenue in Phillips. All kinds of prizes and books, and I believe there's a bike and a little laptop, Chromebook and such that they're going to give away too. So be sure to get on down there. And again, that's for the kids. Yeah, Chromebook courtesy of Preville Bank. And a bicycle courtesy of Forward Bank. So thanks to them. That's tomorrow, noon to 2, First Presbyterian Church on Avon Avenue in Phillips. There is a free dance tonight to kick off the big event. The VFW is having a dance right on Lake Avenue in Phillips. It is open to the public. They've got special guests. They've got Greg Welch and the moose kept... they got the moose. The moose are coming. They've got the Podmolik brothers down there, too, tonight with live music, cash raffle, 50-50 raffle, cash raffle, all put on by your local VFW there. So food and concessions, the Moose Lodge doing some food and concessions there. Cash bar by the VFW, Frank and Michael Barron, VFW, and... the 50-50 raffle going to the Phillips High School class of 1961. They're doing the 50-50 raffle. So a lot going on, I'm saying, at the VFW in Phillips tonight. Free dance from 7:30 to 11:30. Community reminder just for you from 98Q Country.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Discover Lego Magic at Disney Bricks, downtown on Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin. During the Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and 50-50 raffle to raise money for Mary Bailey's Cancer Care Bag Project. Happening Saturday, October 7th, raffle proceeds will be split evenly between Mary's Cancer Care Bag Project and the prize pumpkin Disney Bricks gift certificate winner. Please submit your pumpkin for judging to Disney Bricks between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Friday, October 6th. And purchase your 50-50 tickets there between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, October 7th, to vote on your favorite winning pumpkin. Disney Bricks Community Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and Cancer Care Bag Project, where imagination knows no bounds.
Hurry in before October 13th to take advantage of 0% financing up to 60 months on a new hot tub from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Choose from top brands like Nordic, Vita, Free Flow, or Hot Springs. Purchase in stock or order by October 13th to lock in 0%. Let Leisure City's friendly expert staff guide you through everything from choosing your hot tub to installation and maintenance. Remember to get there by October 13th so you don't miss out on 0% financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Leisure City on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
first heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Tears dry, and when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you love just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay. Let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. And I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes and take my.
Days Classics.
Brian, Casey Musgrave, that's a new song called I Remember Everything. The 98Q, we're flushing some hydrants. The Fifield Sanitary District doing this tomorrow, the flushing, the annual flushing of the hydrants. And this will be, or is it biannual? Well, they do it every once in a while. Saturday tomorrow, Fifield. So you know the routine. Starts at 7 o'clock. You may experience, you know, a little discolored water, possibly even lose water for a while. All that could happen. But usually it's fairly painless. We get through it. So that'll be Fifield tomorrow. And then Park Falls Water Utility is going to be flushing their water mains starting Monday and running through Wednesday. So Park Falls residents, please be advised that you will experience discolored water, low water pressure, or may even temporarily be without water. That may happen. And they apologize for any inconvenience. Community reminders for you from 98Q Country.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Phillips Chamber of Commerce invites you to the 28th Annual Fall Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 7th in Phillips. All activities will take place throughout downtown Phillips and at the Phillips VFW. Starting downtown from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be amazing fall arts and crafts, local fall produce, kids pumpkin decorating, a library book sale, face painting, balloon animals, and more. Rock down to live music performances with Nathan Madsen at 9:30 and Reunited starting at noon. Then finish the day with a twist at the street dance from 6 to 10 p.m. Come for the crazins and stay for the company at the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival starting 9 a.m. on Saturday, October 7th in downtown Phillips.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 46. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 33. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Cloudy. Upper 40s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid 40s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 46 this afternoon. Lows level off around 33 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 41.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life.
Sounds like this.
You don't want to fall in love.
Today's best country.
98 Q Country.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine.
Your skin, I'll kiss your
Rascal Flatts here and Rewind at 98Q Country. All right, here's what we got going on this weekend. We got a doubleheader of high school football. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op going to be up in Mellon, 3:45 today. Steve Jetland will bring you that game under some kind of a covered something, we hope. So prayers for Steve as he survives, he survives that game. Going to be an interesting one. It's windy and cool out there. 3:45 today, and then we'll have Jeff Hakenen and Scott Heckman. They'll be basking in the luxurious press box down there in Phillips at 7 o'clock tonight. Both games right here, 98Q. Both games, 98QCountry.com. You can listen on the app, on your phone, too. Just download the Civic Media app. Anybody can listen all over the world to our broadcast tonight. Sunday, we're going to bring you a Bucks preseason basketball game. 11:30 pregame, noon will be the tap for the first of, I believe, 5 preseason games. We're not bringing you all of the preseason games, but we will bring you Sundays. Engineering-wise, hopefully first time we've ever had the Bucks, but I'm optimistic that it will be on there. And then Monday, of course, we've got Packers, Monday Night Football. Hope your weekend is good. We'll see some of you, I hope, down in Phillips. I'll be there from 9 to noon, bundled up. Out on Avon Avenue, broadcasting from the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest tomorrow. Billy, our rescue dog from Texas, will make his first public appearance. He's excited to have you scratch behind his ears and rub his belly and all that stuff. He'll be there from 10:30 to noon tomorrow, as will my wife. She's doing it just to make sure I don't get in trouble there in Phillips. Hope you have a great weekend. John St. John is coming in next.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has over 250 channels dedicated to every genre and entertainment, all for free. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Explore 50% off everything for a limited time now through October 9th at Banana Republic Factory. Save on elevated fall essentials, polished occasion wear, and more only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right, Wheelway, right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Boo!
It's a scary good time again at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party Saturday, October 21st. Starting at 8 p.m. with music by DJ Austin Walker, with costume contests with prizes awarded at 11 o'clock, with a top three including $100 for first place. Enjoy spooky drink specials and great food all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party, happening Saturday night, October 21st, on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And party guests must be 21 to enter.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are getting ready for their primetime Monday night matchup against the Raiders in Las Vegas. The Packers will look to try to turn their rush offense around after collecting just 27 yards a week ago against Detroit. It'll be helpful to get Aaron Jones back closer to 100% health-wise.
I'm feeling good, you know, just taking it day by day. You know, the hamstring, it can linger, so don't want any of that. That's why they've been kind of, you know, so cautious. Anytime you get a hamstring, it's not what you want, but I've been doing my best to try to get back out there.
What will it take to get the ground game going?
Just a little bit of everything, you know. We all got to be on the same page. You may have one player making a mistake here, one player making a mistake there, and it just hasn't came all together, and we just got to be better, and we will be better.
I'll have more after this.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every